And this week, the Arizona Cardinals, and they've had a lot of change, much like the Jaguars. They've got a new head coach and a new general manager. And if you would ask most people, who would you recognize from the Arizona Cardinals? First and foremost, Larry Fitzgerald. And Larry Fitzgerald has over 10,000 yards receiving. And I know he's a great player, but Larry Fitzgerald does not look the same to me on film. He's had a hamstring that he's been battling, and in the last 3 weeks, he does not have combined over 100 yards receiving. Let's jump into the tape and take a look at Larry. Larry, at the bottom of the screen right here, one thing that becomes apparent, he almost seems to be a decoy at times. And the one thing he doesn't get is on the break of his routes, he's not getting a lot of separation. Hey, look, I have great respect for Larry Fitzgerald, but this guy is not himself. And if he can continue to not be himself, that's good for the Jaguars. The guy that I'm impressed with the most, though, a rookie, a sixth-round draft pick, Andre Ellington. And much like Alfred Morris of the Washington Redskins last year, this guy is having a fantastic breakout rookie season. He's averaging over 7 yards a carry. Look at the patience that he has here, tucking in behind his offensive lineman and making the cuts. You can tell that over the last couple weeks, they've been trying to get creative and finding ways to get him the ball. And here he is in the wildcat position. And I'm going to let this run for a second because this is a little bit unique in that the guy in motion, another talented player, Patrick Peterson, the Pro Bowl cornerback. And they run a lot of this wildcat with those two on the field. And again, over the last couple weeks, they've been very creative. Wildcat, they split Andre Ellington out wide to get him matched up against linebackers, a fantastic player. The strength of this football team, though, in my opinion, are these three front guys and also the outside guy, former Atlanta Falcon John Abraham, Darnell Dockett, big, mean, nasty guy, and also on the other side, Calais Campbell, a Pro Bowl player. These are fantastic players, and this is the first play in last week's game against the Houston Texans, and John Abraham, the left end, comes outside, gets a sack, cause fumble, Calais Campbell, watch him on the spin move against Wade, the guard, excellent player, comes in, was going to get the sack, but it's not there, and then Matt Shaughnessy, the former Raider, picks it up and walks into the end zone on the very first play. Great play for the Arizona Cardinals. Now, Tyrann Mathieu, the third-round pick that the Cardinals, many people say, took too big of a risk on watching him on film. They might have been a risk off the field. This guy can play football. He is a great football player. They play him at safety. They play him at nickel. They play him at corner. He's physical. He can cover. He can do it all. Love this guy. Now, I mentioned Darnell Dockett being mean, the 10-year veteran. This is the kind of plays that he makes in the inside, takes the cut, stays balanced. Now watch the way he finishes. This is the type of player he is. He's mean and he's nasty, and he's one of the reasons why they're ranked third in the National Football League at stopping the run. Now, when it comes to the passing downs, I mentioned Patrick Peterson, all-pro corner. Here he is matched up against Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans, and they put him up against Andre Johnson almost the entire game. Johnson got a couple catches, but when Patrick Peterson plays against the Jaguars, you can almost be rest assured, Brian, that he is going to be matched up against Cecil Shorts for sure. Big challenge for the Jaguars. If they're going to get better, they have to take their level of play up to beat the Arizona Cardinals.